Okay, call to order Board of Works for December the 9th. Need approval of the minutes for November 25th.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Department head reports, Parks Department.
No, you want to talk to the crowd instead of us? Is that what you want?
Steve Eamon, Vincent's Parks. As we wind up the season, the year, the Parks had, a very good year with Rainbow Beach successes and obviously with the pickleball court that was built. Again, we've said this many times, but we want to thank all those individuals that made that possible. As the mayor likes to say all the time, it shows when the community comes together what you can do. Our Christmas lights are up at Greg Park, the lamp poles. Feel free to drive through as you're out. City of Vincennes looking at lights. We've been doing this for about 14 years. We're working on our five-year master plan. Last week we had our public input. We have a survey online that's on our Facebook page that winds up this week. And hopefully by the middle of next month, we'll have all done and sent up to DNR.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Steve. Thanks. Next is Police Department.
Well, a lot of things that's been going on is everybody's trying to get used to me, seeing me there a lot. I try to get in and see the midnight shift before they go home at 6 a.m. and meeting with each individual person face-to-face. But we have got a few things. Of course, tomorrow's our big day, Shop with a Cop. I think we've got 197 kids we're going to be taking to Walmart. I didn't get the final amount, but it'll be a big day for us. The trainers are real busy getting the final portions of training. We've got state mandated courses that we have to. We just finalized TASER recertification last week, and then we start with defensive tactics this week. I'll be starting a radio show Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock. I don't think we've actually confirmed that'll be that time every month, but it'll be something so we can start talking to the public again about what's going on. And then upcoming on the 20th, it'll be the Battle of the Badges out of Walmart again.
There you go.
Okay.
All right.
Any questions?
Welcome back, Bob.
Thank you.
Thanks. Next is Street and Sanitation, Bryce.
Bryce Anderson, Street Department. We're started over again on the leaf pickup. I think we've got probably close to 900 hours in, man hours anyway. So we'll be starting all over and still picking them up.
Okay.
Rain or shine.
All right. Thanks, Bryce. City engineer is out of town, but real quick, I do want to introduce Brad Snyder, who is our new city inspector.
Hey, Brad.
Phil will be retiring at the end of the year, and Brad will be taking over. Okay, no old business. We'll move to new business. First up is the 2020 Farmers Market Pavilion rental contract, Shirley Rose.
Shirley Rose with the Alliance of the Vincennes Farmers Market. I got some other people here with me tonight. I thought it would be nice for you to see who helps run the market. Mm-hmm. Okay. Grace Lewis is a board member, and she's been on it for about 15 years. Judy and Earl Ruppel, I think everybody knows. Judy's our treasurer. Mike Musin, Matt Keller, and Steve and Cheryl Yoakum. They all help run the market. It's not a one-person job. Just here to get our dates approved for the market for next year. For Wednesday evening, our hours are 4 to 7:30. And Saturday from 8 to 1.
Okay. And you start Memorial Day weekend?
Yes, and go all the way through October.
Through end of October.
Mm-hmm.
But your Saturdays are 7 to 1, right?
No.
They're 8.
They're 8.
A.M.?
We set up at 7, yes.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And on Wednesday, they show up earlier than the 4 also.
Okay. And I think the only difference here is it's going to go from $200 to $250 a month.
Okay. Yes. Yes, you may.
That's what the mayor said.
No, I told her that that would be part of the 250, so do we need to change that dollar amount or?
It's how we want.
Yeah.
It would be 250 minus 75.
Right. So it needs to state that?
Otherwise, they'll be looking for 7% of 250.
Or just say we should include sales tax.
The lease includes sales tax?
Just say it closely, you have to pay sales tax.
Oh, okay. All right, so we'll say that in the motion. Okay, so we're going to make a motion to approve the lease agreement for the pavilion for the Alliance of the Vincennes Farmers Market at the annual rate of $250, which includes sales tax.
A month.
A month. Yes, I'm sorry, I meant a month.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye. Thank you, Ms. Rose. Thanks the rest of you for doing a stellar job. We all love the farmers market.
Next is business parking request, 7th and Perry, Brett and Lara Dawson.
Hey, I'm Brett Dawson. We recently purchased the building at 402 North 7th Street, which was the old Body Tan building.
It was what? What building?
Body Tan, Body I think tan. Was the last
okay.
person. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Here requesting, there's three parking spots along the curb right in the side of our building on Perry Street. If we could reserve those for customer parking, similar to what just down the road there on Perry Street that the church has done, asking for church parking. We'd like to do that for our customers. That way they don't have to park across the street and cross 7th Street there.
Okay. So the church parking, that was Sunday only, right?
Yeah, it would just be through business hours, if that would be possible.
I'll be honest, we don't typically give parking for businesses.
Okay.
Especially three spots.
Yeah. I for my business, Doll Source Technology, don't care. Mm-hmm. We're renting back half the building to Calm Massage Therapy, and she deals with a lot of cancer patients. She's just recently got approved for elderly and cancer patients. It's state licensed, all that.
Mm-hmm.
And she asked me if she was concerned that them walking across that busy street and things would be an issue. And the Adams Coliseum parking right there, it looks like it's all reserved, obviously, for the probably the apartment people.
Right.
And we didn't want to have them park there because it's private parking.
Right, right. So what do you guys think? I don't know if your letter said that about.
Who's the owner of the parking lot on this side?
Who owns the parking lot on the other side?
A school corporation.
Okay. Oh, that's right.
I think they have a group with the library and Fort Knightley as well.
Mm.
Is there parking behind your building there?
No, I don't know what building that is. It says fitness center on the side of it.
Mm.
It looks like it's a catch-all building for somebody.
Right. So the nature of your work there is going to be, I mean, as far as the average customer that's going to come and park there, I mean, what do you anticipate?
It would be for her. So she's probably looking at one or two vehicles parked there. I mean, because they're appointment-based clients.
Oh, you're anticipating that these spots would not be would be for that?
For her, yes. Calm, and she'd be renting from us.
Okay. And what hours of business does she operate her days?
Usually normal business hours, you know.
Monday through Friday?
Yeah. She may have certain appointments, but I'm just asking for normal business.
Yeah.
can you do a business hours for handicap in that? But it can be used for any handicap would be the thing.
Right. I mean, you, I mean, I know, I mean, do you think that her clients would be handicapped eligible?
They are ill. I don't know. Her main concern was the, more so the, right. the cancer patients.
Sure.
Maybe the really elderly ones having to walk across that road.
Mm-hmm.
7th Street, right. you know, can get pretty busy. And that's where they would have to park, more than likely. That's the closest, unless they parked at the right. Coliseum parking there, which, like I said, that's private
right.
parking.
Yeah. Right.
You want to try for handicap?
Yeah, maybe we could use a handicap spot for anybody could park there, but
exactly people that. But that would make it less.
That would be in combining the two. I mean, they could make a handicap during business hours or.
Yeah, handicap anybody
has. Exactly. Right. That's what I'm saying. That's just if we get a handicap, anybody that's handicapped can park there.
Yes, yes. And I don't really know the details of those circles.
Yeah, but I mean, that may help. That may help with the problem.
Why don't you try that?
Yeah. Why don't we try creating a handicap parking spot there and see if that will help with
will that the people parking there now are ones that are living in the apartment complex. We had a hard time actually getting them to move their cars for our dumpster permit that we just recently got from you guys. So if they're handicapped, will they
right.
assume that they can just park there and leave their cars right. there?
And we could talk to
right.
Clark's Crossing and tell them to tell their residents. But
okay.
You gotta be careful because it's.
Yeah.
Right.
And that was my only.
Yeah.
I didn't want them because that was the problem. They're parking there and they're just leaving their car there.
Right.
Right.
And it don't
right.
move for days at a time sometimes.
Right. Right.
And they have a massive amount of parking
right.
Across the street there that is empty.
Right.
Would you like to try the handicap?
Yeah,
spot
I'm willing to try whatever.
Goes,
like I said, I here and trying to get that for her and her patients that she sees.
We would say it would say handicap reserved for.
I don't think we can say reserved for.
Okay.
I don't think you can
but,
reserve.
But what you're saying is if we try creating a handicap parking spot and then encourage the residents not to park in that location that.
I don't. I'll be honest, I don't think it's going to work, but.
Okay, so why are we going to recommend it?
We need a flashlight and a big old vest.
I guess we can try and see what happens and then go from there.
All right.
What do you think? Give it a shot.
Reevaluate it in 90 days after it's open. See what it is.
When will it should be opening?
We're under construction right now. I'm hoping to be in there mid-January,
okay.
possibly.
Okay.
We're doing a complete renovation right now of the building.
Okay. I guess let's try that.
On a trial period.
And then we'll try the handicap.
So what are we
for
recommending?
Now,
we're recommending just a normal handicap parking spot in that first spot.
And I'll politely ask the
okay.
Clark's Crossing to respect it, that it's.
Okay.
So that would be the closest to her.
The one that's closest to the curb?
Yeah.
All right. So we'll make.
You don't want to the, you would want closest to the back of the building.
To the back of the
back
building.
Of the
yes,
building.
That's
okay.
where her, there's a
right.
commercial interest.
Okay, so we're going to make a recommendation that we create a handicap parking spot at the business location of 7th and Perry, nearest the end of the building for Brad and Laura Dawson on a trial basis.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. I got one more question on that.
Sure.
So if her patient does not have a handicap sticker, is there any threat of them being towed?
Chief says no.
The chief says no.
On the be authorized to be
right.
there.
Right.
They will
right.
be ticketed because I guarantee you somebody's going to call.
Somebody will complain about it, yeah.
So, I mean, no, they would not unless they have a handicap placard on the window. Right. The rearview mirror.
So, and you can feel welcome to come back, and we can talk okay. about this, right. you know, in January once we
okay.
see how it goes.
So, you're not going to put that sign up until the business actually opens?
Right.
Right. That's
so
what
that
I would, yeah, I'd recommend, yeah.
Before it ever starts.
Right.
So.
Yeah. right.
It's a big dumpster there right now.
Yeah. So, let's just wait. Yeah. So, you contact us whenever you're ready. She's ready to be open for
okay.
business.
Yep, I will do.
Okay. Okay.
Thanks. Thanks.
Great. Thank you.
Next is Overlook Drive fiber optic cable relocation. JP, city engineer, couldn't be here, but he says this is typical to give permission to run in our right of way.
I'm Mark Deckard. I'm senior manager of outside plant and special projects for Metronet.
Okay.
Were you provided a copy of,
yes.
of
yes.
a print by chance? Okay. So we need to rebuild a fiber optic cable on Overlook Drive. It was damaged earlier this spring. It's on a Duke pole line. It's in a ravine, a real heavily wooded ravine, and we've made temporary repairs. I believe Duke opted to abandon the pole line and move out front and go underground. I came up a few weeks ago to walk it out and do an assessment, and my recommendation was it would make more sense for us to follow what Duke did and do a directional bore along the front of the property along Overlook Drive
okay.
and relocate those services to the street. But before we did any work, we wanted to find out if we would need to get a right-of-way permit from the city to proceed.
And JD's okay with this, right?
Yeah.
So the affected customers are aware of...
There's three current customers all on the west side of Overlook Drive. 1406 is sort of in the center that I highlighted on the
right.
on the print. The home to the south, and then there's another home to the north of that that are customers with current service.
Okay, but they're aware of what you're going to
do. I have only reached out to the customer at 1406 right now, but
okay.
we'll actually contact the other customers on that street before we begin work.
Okay,
so.
Great. Okay. So we'll make a motion to approve the bearing of cable with according right of way for Metronet on Overlook Drive.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks, Mark.
All right, thank you.
And next is bid acceptance for the owner occupied rehab program, and this is through SIDC. This is accepting the bid for Project V19110, Brock Anderson Construction for $35,850. And this is all part of the owner-occupied rehab program.
There. Right.
So
okay.
Just need to approve that.
So make a motion to approve the bid by Brock Anderson Construction for project number V19110 in the amount of $35,850.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, nothing else other than I will say that this is our last Board of Works meeting for the year, so you guys are good to
thank you, Mayor, for allowing us to be a part of this okay. process, and we look forward to continuing in 2020.
Okay. All right. Just need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
We are adjourned. You need to sign this part.
Oh, okay. I'm motioning to Steve. Continues to be president.